Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here. So let me start that over again because I couldn't be heard. So once again, everybody who isn't watching me on Periscope and listening into blogtalkradio.com, I'm your girl Deanna Diaz of DeannaDiaz.com, and I am here with you on this fabulous, beautiful Monday morning at that. Beautiful Monday morning. Besides the things that happened today, I'm going to tell you real quick what happened. So Constance texted me and says that something happened over next door at the hair salon, and they do pretty good work. So somebody broke in. That had me scared. I got on the phone with Progressive so quick. I need to make sure we got insurance, Jesus. So, but other than that, I went over there to check on them, make sure they was okay and whatnot, and you know they're fine. They took one TV. One. They had two. They only took one. I don't understand. However, they are okay. They're doing okay. And then another thing that had me feeling some type of way earlier, I was coming from Wendy's, and because somebody was late. I ain't gonna say who, but I'll tell him about himself when he gets on the phone. And hey, get over here. Excuse me. So other than that, she is tripping. Other than that, come here. Other than that, we here. Sorry, y'all. The pain in my side is being what she is. The pain in my side. But long story short, there was a big accident that I was driving up on earlier, and yeah, the car was flipped over, and the car, you know, was bad, and I think somebody had passed away. So my thoughts and prayers definitely go out to that family that lost either their mother or daughter today, because it was a female that was in that car accident. You know, my heart goes out to them. So right now we are 4 minutes in, almost five, and so today's topic is how not to miss your opportunities. I was at church last Sunday. Y'all praise him. I rededicated my life to Jesus Christ. You know, for all those who do the Jesus thing. I've been going to church for a while. Oh, heart, hey. I've always been going to church. I never denied God or anything like that, because it says if you deny me on earth, I will surely deny you in heaven. And let me tell you, I got to get to them pearly gates. You feel me? So, but the pastor was talking about, you know, opportunities or whatever, and I took what he said today and brought it to our Monday meeting. And what I said at the meeting was, opportunities, they don't look like what you think they should look like. So that means a lot of people miss opportunities for the simple fact that it looks like work, and you shouldn't do that. That's just my opinion. So before I get into any and everything going on, I'm going to let you listen to one of my favorite songs after I just got done talking about church, right? It's called Do Me Now by Kate Roosevelt. I still love the Lord. He knows my heart.
Been grab you by the waist, take you for a ride, kiss you from your neighbor to your thigh, grab me with your legs, look me in the eyes, want to get your temperature rise, get you on the table. Mind got
Welcome to Delicious Radio. This is episode 52. I was actually going to start it all the way over, but I got tired of starting it all the way over. So we're just going to keep the party rolling. And this is actually episode, get out, number 52. So the topic of today is how to not miss your opportunities. And it's already 3:08, 8 minutes into the show. I was hoping one of these times was right. But so now the one thing that I will say, and that a lot of us suffer with, I say suffer, it's like a disease really, that a lot of us do to block our opportunities is procrastination. When you procrastinate on what you're supposed to be doing on the topic at hand, you actually push yourself back or whatever, as we say in the military, push it to the left. So, it's definitely when you procrastinate, and then the definition that I got, guilty, right, we're all guilty of procrastination. I know myself, I'm very guilty of procrastination, but for the most part, I've been pretty good. A lot of people put procrastination for their New Year's resolution. So, you know, well, to stop procrastinating for their New Year's resolution. And so anybody on Blog Talk Radio listening, wondering who I'm talking to, I'm talking to the people on Periscope. So make sure you follow me at Theresa, and yeah, then I'll be rocking with you on Periscope and Blog Talk Radio. Hey, okay. So, one of the definitions that I got from procrastination is the arrogance of thinking life owes you another chance to do it later tomorrow. Let me say that again. The arrogance, and I'm talking about procrastination, the arrogance of thinking life owes you another chance to do it tomorrow. So that's another reason why we need to quit procrastinating. Amen, Constance. Amen, Hunchy. And you know, that's real. A lot of people take life for granted, and I guess that's why, I hate to say that, but I guess that's why that I rolled in on that fresh car accident that I did earlier coming from Wendy's when I was getting my 4 for $4. I'm not trying to be funny, but real talk, as soon as I rolled up, I guess the female, and I'm not even sure if it's a female or not, but the whoever was in the car, their family was out there crying, was out there boo-hooing, crying, and it was like, you know, like they knew she was gone. The paramedics was there, and they didn't really rush to get her or resuscitate her. I've seen no resuscitation equipment come out, those paramedics whatsoever, you know what I mean? And, you know, and say just like that, it's over, it's done, you know what I mean? So it was terrible. So why put off tomorrow what you can do today? Because especially for people who like to relax on Sunday, get everything done on Saturday. Then you can relax on Sunday. But on a serious note, so that's procrastination, y'all. Now the next one I have is people's opinion. A lot of people say, well, I don't care what they say, this, this, and the third. And then they talk about peer pressure. People's opinion can mess you up from getting an opportunity. You know how many people miss an opportunity, or for just to put it out there, something simple, modeling. You know how ugly some of these models is in real life? Some of these actors and actresses are in real life. You know what I mean? And people let people get in their head that tell them they're not beautiful or that they can't do it. They can't cut it in this society, or they can't cut it in this industry. And when you let people get in your head, that stops you. That stops your blessing, actually. Let me stop playing. But that actually stops, you know, your opportunity. You letting people get in your head telling you what you can or cannot do can stop you from your opportunity. And I'm just going to leave it right there. The next one I got is preparation. Preparation. Preparation is never lost time. I had my old first sergeant before he retired. He said a quote that kind of stuck with me and resonated with me a little bit. And he said, if you're always prepared, you'll never have to get ready. I'm going to say that again because I felt like I messed that up. If you're always prepared, you will never have to get ready. And so being that he said that, I was just like, I mean, if that ain't the truth, in so many ways, if that ain't the truth, I'm telling you, just think about it. Just think about if you're always prepared. Just think about if you lay your clothes out the night before, how much more time you got to get ready in the morning. Just think about how if, for me, for instance, if you put your wig up and it's ready for you in the morning, you just put that stuff on. Or take it even further, if you braided your hair up the night before, you can just put your wig on in the morning and you be ready. Don't judge me. I'm just keeping it real. It's the only way I know how to do it. So, you know, so the first one was procrastination. The second one was don't allow people's opinion to stop you, whether they say you can or you can't do it. And the last one I just said was preparation, failure to prep, which means you can fail. You know, who likes rushing or whatever? And my thing for me, and the last one, which is, I'm sorry, looking at my notes, y'all. Don't hate me. All right, the last one is don't be a lone ranger. Can't be a lone ranger. You can't be a lone ranger and expect everything to work out. You know how they say teamwork makes the dream work? Yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work. And I'm not just talking about relationships, people. I'm just talking about in general. You can accomplish a lot by yourself. Yes, you can. But you may need somebody that's better at speaking, who can give a presentation or whatever. There's a lady next door and she wants our company to start, you know, promoting her business and all this other good stuff. And she's a clothing designer. She's a clothing designer, and she doesn't want to make the clothes. So that, and she already knows that she needs somebody to make clothes for her because she is not going to be able to do that. Everybody doesn't work free. Sorry to put that out there. But at the same time, you know, if you got it to spend, you need to spend it. And if you don't, hopefully somebody can work out with you, work it out with you so that y'all can both reach, go to the next level, and then y'all can both get a payout or something that's beneficial. So those are the four things that I think personally of ways to blow an opportunity. So I'll go back over there. One, if you procrastinate, you can blow your opportunity. If you worry about people's opinion, you can blow or miss your opportunity. If you, let's say, people's opinions, procrastination, preparation. Preparation or failure to prep can miss your opportunity. And then the last one I said is only being isolated and not willing to work with others can blow your opportunity. So we finally got our guest on the phone, on the line. He's on. And we're going to let him on. So, everybody, welcome Drill to the radio show. Hey, Drill, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You know, I am just so happy that you're on the line. You know, it means so much to me. You know, you can't be here in the studio and you're just on the phone. I guess I'll take you how you come. I'm just messing with you, though. Giving you a hard time.
I appreciate it.
Somebody from Periscope said welcome, because I'm on Periscope Live too. So, yeah. So, for anybody who hasn't got a chance to meet you yet, go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from New Bern, North Carolina, and been doing music since I was around about 15 years old. And it's just something I've always loved to do, and I'm working on a project right now called Carolina Kush, and the artwork is being worked on right now as we speak, and I have a couple songs that I'm working on also, so that should be getting ready to come out soon. But I'm kind of lost in Greenville right now.
You're lost in Greenville. We're not even going to get on you right now for that. We're not even going to do it. So, I got one of your songs that in my queue right now. It's called Check Out My Dab. So, what was the inspiration behind that song?
It was like basically like a motivation type song for me, like as like a Cam Newton, because, you know, Cam Newton like loves a dab, so I kind of got the idea where, like, I can make a song where I can relate to that, because that's my football team. So, doing pretty good this year.
The Panthers,
but,
right?
Yeah, the Panthers,
I decided to – I'm not on the bandwagon for the Panthers, but, you know, since they are doing good and I'm here in North Carolina, I decided to, you know, give a little whoop-whoop for the Panthers, you know, it's the least I can do.
Yeah, Cam doing the same this year.
Yeah, clearly he's doing his thing. So I'm going to go ahead and play your song, Check Out My Dab. You just hold tight, and I'm going to let everybody listen to your song. This is Check Out My Dab by Trill.
Dakota J, drop that shit.
Look at my bitch, I swear that shawty the shit. Look at my wrist, you know it's on fleek. I'm killing these niggas for each box fit. Each of them resting in peace. I rap for my city, but where I'm from, ain't no love in these streets. Finesse, look at the way that I dress. Swag from head to my feet. I got that Colombiana, straight like Obama. You just Osama, you don't want drama. Come to your mama, put out that llama. Smoking no gaga, stay like a farmer. Yeah, I'm gonna need me a check. Make sure it come with some commas. Don't really want disrespect.
dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Let me catch a sip like an ID. I'ma hit your ass with an IV. Doubt me, I wish a nigga would come try me. No, we can't kick it, I just do it like Nike. Ride up with some Gucci, like, yeah, bitch, I might be with a white tee. Got your bitch right beside me, know they hate me. But really wanna bite me, can't really do this shit like me. Fuck boy, at any given time, I'ma get it. Go get a most real, a tank coated in a tin chiller. Don't ask, cause I fear no nigga. Just a young dude from the east, like, jigga. NC, give me that pussy, damn right, I'ma hit it. Damn right, I'ma lick it. Damn right, I'ma drill it. Pass me the judge, damn right, I'ma feel it. Light it up, light it up. Check out my swag, man. You know it's so fleek. My bitch is so fleek. Look at my sneaks, you can tell they're fleek. I can tell my freak. My wrist is so fleek, my chain is so fleek. Bro, nigga, don't even speak. Ain't no question about it. Everything is on fleek. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad. Check out my dad. Woo! Check out my dad.
All right, that was Check Out My Dab by Real Dubon, North Carolina's own Rilla. That was a good drill. So now, today, our topic, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Today, our topic is how to not miss your opportunity. So I got to ask all the guests about, you know, their opinion for the topic of today. So how do you think, or what you think should happen, if I'm saying that right, what can you do or not do to miss your opportunities? What do you think that you should stay away from so you don't miss your opportunities?
I feel like you should surround yourself around good, positive people, and I believe that that could give you a good, positive outcome. I believe that tomorrow isn't always promised, so give it all, give it your all, and just do what you need to do. Just not, don't make up excuses and go out there and get what you want.
Amen. Amen on that. All right. You know. So that's definitely key. And y'all heard it here first, y'all. Y'all heard it from Drill's mouth himself. So, yes. So go ahead and tell people where they can look you up and listen to your music and all this other good stuff at.
You can find me at SoundCloud, The Real Drill, on Twitter as The Real Drill, ReverbNation.com/TSFA, and Facebook, Drill Damian Norman.
Okay. Did you say Snapchat already?
Snapchat is Damian, DamianDreel.
Can y'all believe he just now added me on Snapchat? I'm feeling some type of way. I am in my feelings.
I just get up. When I get up there, I just post pictures and then I get off. So.
So, okay. So he didn't see me send him a request. So yeah, I'll let him slide, I guess. I guess. So, all right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the show. We really appreciate it. And I guess we will hear from you shortly.
Yeah, you will.
All right. Take care.
All right.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it first. That was live and direct. That was Drill from New Bern, North Carolina. Like he said, if you want to check out his music on, it's available on SoundCloud and it's available on ReverbNation.com. So that's ReverbNation.com/TSFA. Oh, beautiful black man, you just gonna come in and out, huh? Just in and out of my scope. What is your connection? Clearly you are back. I'm gonna play one more song by a homie up in the Bronx. His name is Corey Buckets. And then after that song, I'll give my last little bit of peace. And then, of course, I will see you all next Monday. Hopefully next Monday. I should. Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. Take care of your business. I understand. But here is Get It In by Corey Buckets. When you want to be on. Steve, you be looking like in the driver's seat. Are you even sitting in the driver's seat? But no, Steve, I'm just playing with you. So, yep, we got 30 seconds left in the show. I just want to tell everybody who isn't watching me on Periscope right now to thanks for listening and tuning in. Make sure you share it with your friends. Share it to anybody, your mama, daddy, sister, cousin, uncle. Okay, dad. All right. So, yeah, that's it, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. It's been nothing but love, nothing but fun. And I will catch y'all later, hopefully next Monday. I wonder who my next guest is going to be. I never know until, like, Wednesday. All right, y'all. Y'all be safe, be blessed, and catch me. All my links is in my bio. Make sure you come check me out. I see y'all.